with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A judge on President Trump's radar has been assigned to preside over the lawsuit regarding The Atlantic's publication of a Signal chat on national security issues. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the details.
U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, the object of President Donald Trump's ire for blocking his efforts to deport Venezuelan nationals using wartime powers, just got a second crack at the administration's handling of national security, now dubbed Signalgate. Boasberg on Wednesday morning was assigned to preside over a lawsuit alleging that Trump cabinet secretaries and national security aides violated federal records-keeping laws when they used a signal chat group to discuss a planned military strike in Yemen and inadvertently included a journalist from The Atlantic in the group. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting.
Negotiations toward a Black Sea agreement between Russia, Ukraine, and the United States are running into obstacles.
In their statement, the White House said they would try to help restore Russia's access to world agricultural markets, although President Donald Trump, in an interview last night, said only that the U.S. was thinking about the Russian demands. Kyiv has rejected the idea of lifting sanctions against Russia, saying Russia hasn't done anything to warrant this. And with European officials not involved in the current discussions, a concrete deal on the Black Sea still seems quite remote.
That's correspondent Harriet Morris reporting. President Trump is placing 25% tariffs on auto imports. The White House says the move will foster domestic manufacturing, but it could also put a financial squeeze on automakers that depend on global supply chains. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 132 points, the Nasdaq dropped 372. This is SRN News. Faith-based food pantries are feeling the pinch of Trump administration funding cuts and freezes.
Two Agriculture Department programs that assist schools and food banks are being reduced by at least $1 billion. As a result, food banks across the country, already strained by rising demand, say they will have less food to distribute. The church-based Trinity's Table in Charleston, West Virginia, told Reuters that their deliveries used to fill an 18-wheeler truck, but now they're receiving just a few boxes from the USDA. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Last week, the Trump administration terminated at least 68 grants focused on LGBTQ health questions. The canceled grants totaled nearly $40 million, though some of the money had already been spent. Most of the grants were in some way related to sexual minorities, including research focused on HIV prevention. This is SRN News. The U.S. could run short of money to pay its bills as early as August, that from the Congressional Budget Office. More on this story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
The Congressional Budget Office says the U.S. is on track to reach its statutory debt ceiling in August. If Congress and President Donald Trump either fail to lift the borrowing limit or abolish the debt ceiling concept altogether, the debt ceiling was reinstated January 2nd following its suspension by Congress in 2023. The CBO report says the Treasury already has reached the current debt limit of $36.1 trillion. So it has no room to borrow under its standard operating procedures. An analysis by the Bipartisan Policy Center says the U.S. could run out of cash by mid-July. Donna Warder, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.